And we had another box that went over the top of it, and we bored holes in the floor of that box about that, as big around as my thumb. And you put the beans and the peas in that box up there. I had to set it up on this other box and have somebody take a stick and beat them. And the beans, the peas would go out through there into the box. That was the way we thrashed them. And I remember my daddy, when during his lifetime, he bought one of these hand turning things. We were getting up in the world then. He had about hand thrashers that run through a drum, kind of like thrashers of later day.
Yeah.
And but at first, you just beat those beans, peas out. Now that's the way we did our peas, beans the first time. The soybeans, get them and thrash them out on the side of a wagon or something.
Fred, you didn't tell him
about the
cotton
gin.
By what?
You know, the cotton
gin that we had before the war,
Civil War.
Other people had it. I don't think
we cotton gins.
It went around and.
Oh, I don't know about it. One thing about the whole horse bred cotton gins, they used to have gins that they turned by. But that was before my time. Mule pool cotton gins instead of steam. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling you, we had, you know, I told you we had steam driven. And even after they got the steam gins, a good many of them had the mule driven presses. But we didn't have it. I think there was one that I knew of. I believe down there had the one of the